All uses are church uses. Week 5, Day 5. Business Leadership. Matthew 8, verse 9. For I am a man under authority, having under myself soldiers. And I say to this man, Go, and he goes. And to another, Come, and he comes. And to my servant, Do this, and he does it. New Jerusalem and Her Heavenly Doctrine, 312. Order cannot be maintained in the world without prefects, or overseers, who are to observe all things which are done according to order, and those which are done contrary to order, and who are to reward those who live according to order, and punish those who live contrary to order. If this is not done, the human race must perish. For the will to command others and to possess the goods of others is inborn with everyone by heredity, from which come being enemies, envies, hatreds, revenges, deceits, cruelties, and many other evils. Therefore, unless they were kept under restraint by laws, and by rewards suited to their loves, which are honors and gains for those who do goods, and by punishments contrary to those loves, which are the loss of honors, of possessions, and of life for those who do evils, the human race would perish. Heaven and Hell, 218. From all this it can be seen what the governors in heaven are like, namely, that they are such as are preeminent in love and wisdom, and therefore desire the good of all, and from wisdom know how to provide for the realization of that good. Such governors do not domineer or dictate, but they minister and serve. To serve, meaning to do good to others from a love of the good, and to minister, meaning to see to it that the good is done. Nor do they make themselves greater than others, but less, for they put the good of society and of the neighbor in the first place, and put their own good last. And whatever is in the first place is greater, and what is last is less. Nevertheless, the rulers have honor and glory. They dwell in the midst of the society, in higher position than the rest, and also in magnificent palaces. And they accept this glory and honor, not for the sake of themselves, but for the sake of obedience. For all there know that they have this honor and glory from the Lord, and on that account should be obeyed. Arcana Celestia, 59:52. The Lord does not openly teach anyone truths, but through good leads to the thinking of what is true. And unknown to the man, he also inspires the perception and consequent choice that such a thing is true because the Word so declares, and because it accords with it. Thus the Lord adapts truths according to the reception of good by each person. And as this takes place according to each person's affection, thus in freedom, it is here said, as was pleasing. Divine Providence 96, Section 3. Willing is not possible without understanding. Understanding is its married partner or companion, without which it cannot exist. And therefore, together with the faculty called liberty, the faculty called rationality is given. Moreover, if you take away willing from understanding, you understand nothing. And as far as you will to, so far you can understand, provided there are present and at the same time opened the aids called knowledges, for these are like tools to the workman. Arcana Celestia 57:32. In heaven no one is commanded or ordered, but thought is communicated, and the other acts willingly in accordance with it. Communication of thought, together with a desire which wills that something be done, is influx, and on the part of the recipient, it is perception. And therefore, by commanding is also signified perception. Moreover, in heaven, they not only think, but also talk together, but about things of wisdom. Yet in their conversation, there is nothing of command from one to another, for no one desires to be master, and thereby to look upon another as a servant, but everyone desires to minister to and serve the others. Questions. Number one. Can the common good exist without those who lead and those who serve? Number two. What do you think are the essential qualities of a leader? How does humility fit into management? Three. Is it important that managers be seen as, quote, preeminent in love and wisdom, unquote? Number four. Do bosses usually think of themselves as servants, putting the company and its use above themselves? Number five. Does middle management face a challenge in trying to please both the bosses and the subordinates? Number six. Management supplies tools and supplies, but it is also useful to think of knowledge, inspiration, and encouragement. Is it also useful to think of knowledge, inspiration, and encouragement as necessary provisions? Number seven. Are labor contracts reciprocal and negotiated in freedom? Number eight. Can an employee feel that he is acting as if of himself in a job? Are his suggestions welcome? How can a sense of freedom be achieved?